all the lads from the weekend obviously came through it. We had a reserve game on Tuesday, which gave us some valuable game time for the lads at Burnley. Jermaine, as usual, making progress, building up his work and rehabilitation. And the other two, obviously, they're still long-term, Chris and Stevie May. So should be OK for the weekend with the lads that are available. We've been carrying, what, probably 19 players for the last few weeks now. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the game and hopefully whatever team we pick out and we have available, we'll go and try and get 3 points again.
And in terms of making an impact from the bench, Callum Robinson certainly doing that for you at the minute. Scored twice in the last two games when he's been introduced at half-time.
Yeah, look, and that's what you want your players to do, whether it's Callum or anybody else. When they're not the starting level, they have to be ready to make an impact, whether it's in the first minute, through an injury or something, or late on in the game or even at half-time. So we know what he's capable of doing. We know what the other lads are capable of doing as well. I think over the last few weeks you've seen John Welch come on at half-time and do a valuable job for us, and other lads have to be ready and called upon to do the jobs that's required for them. So we couldn't start Callum last weekend because of he'd had the virus from the Tuesday night game. Again, it'll depend what system we're playing, if he comes into the team or not.
But you're certainly pushing for a start this weekend.
Oh, without a shadow of doubt. I think he's been very bright, been very lively, looks a threat. He's given us something different when we've played that switch to the 4-3-3. So he knows that he's waiting for his opportunity, but all he has to keep doing is doing what he's doing, and it'll make my job harder to leave him out.
Does it require a system change every time he comes into the side, or can he function with three at the back?
No, I think he can play that number 10 role that Adam's been playing. Richie can go and play into the wing-back position. So we're quite flexible in what we're doing. It narrows his options down a little bit, seeing as Richie's been doing so well in that position. But look, they're all ready to play in any system that we start with or change to.
And a lot's been made of fixture congestion over the last few weeks. Just after the defeat at Cardiff last weekend, you said, oh, well, we've had three fixtures in a week and it's been difficult, but it's not normally something that you do complain about.
No, look, it was just one of them occasions where we'd had three games, a bit of travelling and three tough games as well. We've had all this week off, not had it off, we've had no game this week. So we've got some work into the players, rested a few of them. Players are not going to get any fitter at this stage of the season. It's about getting the recovery right, keeping them physically right and mentally sharp as well, because it's a long, hard season for players in the Championship. You look at it's difficult at times over the fixture issue, because you'll get sometimes in a month you might have four games, and then sometimes you'll have seven or eight and it's all crammed in. Like, you look this next week, we've got Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, and then obviously there's an international break for March, which sometimes doesn't make too much sense when you're in the throes of the season nearly finishing, and rearrangement of other games. So look, it's what it is. I don't complain about fixtures too often, and if you ask players, they'd rather be playing than training most times.
Well, I guess it's result dependent as well. If you're on a good winning run, you just want to be playing, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I think them results that you can get Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, one, it can take you up the division in very quick succession with results, and confidence and belief wants to keep maintained. Players will go out, even with little niggles, they'll be playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. So I understand that the demands of football is high, and people want to see the quality, and you maybe not get the same sort of quality if you're playing three consecutive midweeks. That's not easy to do, but teams who are successful have to play 60, 70 games a season, and what would they rather do? Just play 46 to 50 games rather than the number that we're talking about.
How do you think it compares in terms of level of player fitness from when you were playing? Was it something that ever bothered you?
No, as you said, love doing it. I like training, but I preferred playing matches, that's for sure. And I think a few times when we played, we had good runs at Leicester in the Cup and won it, and replays and FA Cup runs. And I think one year I played 65 games. And you're tired at the end of the season, but not through it, because it's your profession. You're getting paid for doing it. You get plenty of time to sit on your backside and when you're retired. And or sat on a bench if somebody else is taking your place. So it's better to be playing all the time as much as you can, and I enjoy doing it all. And I think if you ask the players, they'll want to be playing games as much as possible.
From a management point of view, it's just hard because it limits your time on the training pitch and the time that you have to prepare for those games.
No, exactly. I think that's a big thing that you've got a problem with, especially in the Championship. Premiership's a little bit different because they've got eight games less to play than us. We're playing constantly, well, not constantly, playing a lot of midweek games, as you said, and you don't get a chance to do the preparation that you'd like to do. But it's part and parcel that you have to then work the weeks that you do get free to make sure that you're actually doing stuff that the players they can understand that's needed to do. But you've got your pre-season to nail down a lot of the main cause of what you need to do over the course of the season. Obviously, you have new players coming into the environment to adapt to it, but that's part of your job. You have to use your time management well on the training pitch.